I am going to tell you a story about something that happened to me in a toilet. But before I tell you what happened, I'm going to tell you where this toilet was. It was in a village on the side of a mountain in a faraway place called Nicaragua. This village looked very different from the towns where we live. The people there didn't have much money, and so they didn't have a lot of the things that we have. For example, most of them didn't have cars, and so when they went from place to place, they rode motorcycles and horses. And even the children there had horses. When I was there, I saw two boys, and they were about your ages. They were laughing and shouting as they raced down a hill on their horses. The houses in this village were much smaller than the houses where we live. The children there did not have their own bedrooms, and a lot of the children slept on hammocks. Do you all know what a hammock is? Yeah. So they hang from hooks on the wall, one at each end, and when you climb into them, they swing back and forth. The kitchens in the houses were different, too. They were outside on porches, so the kitchens had roofs over them, but they didn't have walls all around like our kitchens. And the bathrooms were not inside the houses. The toilets were in little buildings outside called outhouses. You might have heard of those. The people who lived in this village were very kind and very friendly. I was there with a group of people from our church. The villagers welcomed us, and they took us to a room in a community center, and we put our chairs in a big circle, and they told us stories about their lives. But after a while, I had to pee. So I knew the outhouse was in the backyard behind the community center, and I excused myself very quietly, and I went outside. And I went into the outhouse, and I hooked the door closed. Now, it was very clean, which isn't true about all outhouses, but it was very clean, and it was different than other toilets because there wasn't any water in the bottom of it. It was a composting toilet. There was dirt underneath, and it was made so that the pee in the poop would break down into the soil underneath the toilet. So I went in and I sat down to pee, and then something happened that I never imagined could happen. Something from inside the toilet rose up and it thumped me on the butt. And I stood up and I yelled, "Ah!" because I was scared. I thought it was a snake. But when I turned around, what I saw was a bird. It flew out of the toilet and up through an opening in the top of the outhouse, and it disappeared. Well, I was very relieved and happy that it was a bird. But then I was very confused because why would a bird be at the bottom of an outhouse? I had no idea. Do any of you have an idea why a bird? What?
It was eating stuff.
You know? He says it was eating the stuff in it. You have an idea, too. A nest in there. That could have been. It could have been a nest. But you are right. Turns out there was someone on our trip who knew a lot about composting toilets, and they said that birds need the special kind of salts that they find in places where people pee. It actually helps keep them healthy. So I never even thought of anything like that. I started out being, for a moment, really scared, and then very relieved. And then I learned something new that made me stop thinking about myself and start thinking about the birds. Also, what happened was kind of embarrassing. But the people in the village that we met, when they heard the story, they laughed so hard that I stopped being embarrassed, because I realized what happened really was funny. What I hope for all of you, as you have times, at times when you are feeling afraid, you get to see the scary thing turn into something simple like a bird and fly away.